it's for the theistic exposition. This is a copy for the soundtrack. When the parties first walk in, this is the soundtrack that will play.
Remember?
So this is like the introduction to the entire thing. And then it comes up to the point where they see the diorama of yourself. And there's a certain part where they want to have you speaking.
Yes, diorama would be explained in the local language.
Here in India. This is for the American one.
Oh, I mean, yes.
So, would you like me to read it to you? This is the very beginning. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first American Theistic Exhibition. In time immemorial, we have inquired about our origin. We have tried to understand our place in the universe, the nature of birth and death, free will and predestination, time, God, and nature. However, even after countless years of philosophical study and comprehensive research, these questions still remain, for the most part, a mystery. The words you are about to hear were written 5,000 years ago, in a language no longer spoken, called Sanskrit.
They come from...
I was just wondering about that myself. No longer spoken on this, on the earth?
It is spoken in India. There are many scholars who speak Sanskrit. In Europe also.
You should just say 5,000 years ago in a language called Sanskrit.
Which is still continuing, but in a limited sense.
Right. They come from a text which bears the most profound truths ever revealed to mankind. Evam parampara praptam vam rajasya vidhuru. This supreme science was received with the chain of disciplinary succession, and the teams understood it that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it is appears to be lost. That very ancient science of the relationship with the supreme is today told by me to you, because you are my devotee as well as my friend. Therefore you can understand the transcendental mysteries of science. Preserved by the invisible tradition of spiritual scholars, known as the disciple succession, these original words, spoken by Lord Krishna to one of his most intimate devotees, were recorded in a book called Bhagavad Gita, Sanskrit for the Song of God. Today, a unique presentation of this ancient classic has aroused keen interest and deep appreciation from leading scholars of diverse disciplines. It was brought to the West by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is a living link in the chain of the Krishna succession. Bhagavad Gita, long viewed with awe by many contemporary and early Western thinkers, is not a simple summary of the Hindu faith, although it is the book of truth for some 500 million people. It is a scientific study of universal spiritual truth, far above sectarian doctrines and ethnic beliefs. Bhagavad Gita is a study of the nature and origin of consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, the world's most distinguished scholar of Vedic writings and a true humanitarian, began his labor of love in this tiny room in a temple in one of India's holiest cities, Vrindavan. This is when the scene of your working in the Radhayamana room comes out. Working often throughout the night, Srila Prabhupada painstakingly carried out the request of his spiritual predecessor to bring the message of Bhagavad Gita to the Western world. Now this is the part that this will be a recording of you speaking, and it will appear to be you thinking in the display. Out of many, many human beings, Bhagavad Gita is directed to the one who seeks to understand his position. The Lord has great mercy for human beings. Therefore he spoke the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, a saintly prince, to enlighten him. Arjuna was actually above ignorance, but he was put into ignorance on the battlefield of Kurukshetra just to ask about the meaning of life so that our mission of life would be perfected. The Lord wants to know if he could say this one into a microphone so he could use it in a display. something in the United States.